Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
This road I'm on is straight and narrow, but leads to a better home. It was laid by Christ one day at Calvary while he suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and valleys dark and low, but I'll walk each day with sweet assurance that I'll safely reach my goal. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and home. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Now while on this road I get so weary, and often my feet would stray, but a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me to find my way. As I climb each hill and I cross each valley by his hand, I'm daily led, and I won't look back. I'm gonna keep right on walking, 'cause I know what lies ahead. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
Amen. Thank the Lord. That's the Justice family. We're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching on the miracles of Calvary, specifically looking at the earthquake. This will be part number four of the message. Just like the rent veil was an announcement pointing us to a new dispensation, no longer going to go by the way of the temple, no longer going to go by the way of the priest, but now that veil is rent, it's torn, and now we have access to the throne of God's grace by Jesus Christ. Amen. New dispensation, all right? The prophet Haggai predicted a new dispensation coming with the shaking of the heavens and the earth. Haggai 2:6 says, I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. So there's a lesson to be learned here. Notice this, that God announces his law in Exodus with the great earthquake. Exodus chapter 19, verse number 17. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. They said, we ain't getting close. It's too much, that's too holy there. We ain't gonna get close. We're afraid we're about to die. And they stood at the nether part of the mount, and Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quake greatly. What are you saying, preacher? When God came to establish his law, I'm talking about the Ten Commandments, God announced that dispensation by a great earthquake, by his presence through a great earthquake. You say, well, what's that got to do with us? What's that got to do with anything? Matthew chapter number 5, verse 17 mentions some things. Jesus said this. He said, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. You say, preacher, what are you saying? Well, at Mount Sinai, God established his law through a great earthquake. But at Mount Calvary, God announced this. The fulfillment of the law has been paid. The fulfillment of the law has been paid. Can I just say this to you? There's absolutely no way that you and I, because we're sinners, because we were descendants of Adam, there's no possible way that you and I could ever fulfill the law to its full degree. We're just sinners. That's all we are. Even that's why that we needed a sacrifice. That's why they started the sacrifice all the way back in the Old Testament. The reason why is because, man, they had an established law. They were trying to live by that law, but no man could retain. No man could reach that level. Amen. They were all the time trying and trying and trying to live perfect, but they could not because the law was so great. And that law became a burden to them. But all of a sudden, there's an earthquake at Calvary. And Jesus saying this, I come to establish a new way. It's no longer going to be by the blood of sacrifice. No longer going to go through the priest. No longer going to go through the tabernacle. No, that veil was rent and then the earthquake. Then the Bible said this. It might have been simultaneously. I have no idea. But think about it this way. The lamb died. The veil was rent. The earthquake, the great announcement. God is establishing a brand new dispensation of time. You say, preacher, what's that dispensation called? It's called a time of grace. You say, what do you mean, preacher? A span of grace. Time to get in. Time to get right. Time to get to the close to the things of God. Listen, we don't have to go through these ideas of the priest and the institution and all those things. We just simply bow before God. And we speak to him directly through the help of the Holy Ghost. And he hears our cry. I find it interesting that in both places we find divine disturbance. Earthquakes also seem to be a form of God's judgment upon mankind. Psalms 18 and verse 7, and the earth shook and trembled, and the foundation also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Just as the divine disturbance took place in Exodus to announce the beginning of a new dispensation of law, the earthquake at Calvary announced the beginning of another dispensation called the glorious dispensation of God's grace. But also know this, that then we're told, however, that the glorious dispensation of God's grace is just but a span of time. Thank God we was born in this span of time. But it's going to give way to another dispensation that's coming. It's called the great and notable day of the Lord. You say, what are you saying, preacher? When God pours out his wrath upon mankind, it's called the tribulation period. And it's marked, listen to me, it's marked by another great earthquake. Revelation chapter number 6. We're finished tonight, I promise you. Revelation chapter number 6. And I'll be letting you go. Revelation chapter number 6. I want you to see verse number 12. I want to read this to you tonight. And I beheld, and when I had opened the sixth seal, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. Hey, it got dark at Calvary. And the moon became as blood. And the stars of the heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree catteth her untimely figs. And when she is shaken of a great wind, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it was rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Earthquake. You got it? He moved those places out of they're almost like a bone out of joint. These islands, these places are moved from their places through some type of great divine earthquake that's going to be taking place. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. We've been preaching on the miracles of Calvary, specifically looking at the night of the earthquake. But I want to remind you tonight that Jesus told us that there's going to be some things that take place before it's coming. There's going to be some signs that you need to see before the coming of the Lord. Luke chapter number 21, verse number 10. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, many different places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. I want to ask you tonight, what more are you looking for? I'm going to really get in there, preacher. What more does God need to send? Friend, I've heard people say that they're not interested. Friend, what are you saying there? You're not interested. Preacher, I just, you know, one of these days, when's that day going to be? Time is ticking. And one of these days, what you hold in your hand will be no more. I'm going to do it, preacher, when I'm 17. I'm going to do it when I'm 20. I'm going to do it when I'm 25. When you going to do it, friend? Because one of these days, it's going to be too late. Musicians are coming. As you stand to your feet tonight, we're going to give an altar call. One of these days, time's going to run out. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I want to ask you something. What are you going to do when it's too late? Having a relationship with Jesus don't begin the first day you go to heaven. Having a relationship with Jesus begins when you gloriously get born again by the grace of God. If we're living in the last days and the coming of the Lord is imminent, I want to ask you a question. Are you on fire for God, or you're stagnant? Are you dead? How long are you spending in your prayer closet? How long are you spending in your Bible reading? How focused are you on church? How engaged are you in the things of God? Having a relationship with Jesus Christ begins when you hear the Word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When you hear the Word of God, which is the truth, there must be a moment when you acknowledge the fact that God's Word is truth. And if you believe that it is the truth, then God's Word points to the fact that you need a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He's waiting on you to accept Him as your Lord and as your Savior. When you read God's Word, friend, it's going to correct you. It's going to strengthen you. It's going to establish you. It's going to enlighten you. It's going to develop you. It's going to help you to become more and more like Jesus. I ask you tonight, will you come? There's a great day coming. There's a great day coming.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com, or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.